You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
We start off with how the markets have been performing throughout the day. They've been far less messy, and I'm joined on the line by Pietri Redlinges to discuss that. He joins me on the line now to take a look at how the markets have been moving. Good evening, Pietri. Always happy to speak to you. It's been a while since we've spoken, and I suppose today's a good day to speak. The Rand is below 19 Rand. Resources are having a good day. Markets are in the green in South Africa. What did you make of the moves?
Good evening, and yeah, it has been a while, man. I've missed chatting to you.
There we go. Missed you too.
Yeah, today was a good day. Up 1% on the top 40 index, so not too shabby, I suppose. The Rand a little bit weaker, however, 0.33% down, so that's at 18.95. Gold price up by 1%. So it's been an interesting time. I think it's been an interesting quarter as well. You know, I think there's obviously a lot of some people call it window dressing that happens at the end of the quarter. So quite a strong performance from the market, even though it's been somewhat quiet for the last couple of sessions. We've seen solid performances coming from predominantly the precious metal stocks, platinum stocks, but you know, somewhat underperforming for a while. Gold stocks kind of shooting the lights out. So it's been an interesting period. But yeah, I mean, not a bad close. Sasol also up around 4.3% on the day. Gold stocks like DRD up almost 5%, 4.9%. Anglo Gold up 2%. So it's really been a commodities kind of driven market. Even Billiton up around 1.3%. The rest of the SA Inc stocks not necessarily doing all that great. But I mean, we were in a commodities facing economy for the longest time. For all intents and purposes, we still very much are. So our market performing well on the back of that.
Pietri, let's zoom in on the gold side of it for a second, because for the longest time, we couldn't break the $2,000 level. We'd struggled along there for a couple of months. We briefly touched there around May of last year and then came as low as 1,800 in October of last year as well. And we started off the year kind of in that $2,000 range. And it was always going to be an interesting thing to see what the catalyst was going to be to break above 2,100, and now we're not above 2,100, we're above 2,200, and gold has literally done almost a full 10% in this month alone. And I mean, that's at 8.5% now, that's the biggest gain we've seen in the gold price since November of 2022. And obviously, as you said, the gold counters in South Africa loving that, the market loving that as well. Where do we stop with gold? Where's the top here?
Yeah, so to put some context, in the space of 16 trading days, which is 3 weeks, right? We had from 6 October to 30 October, that kind of period, that was a 10% rally, right? So if we look at the rally that we've had now over, 20 trading days, so over a space of 4 weeks, it's about 9.2%. So we're pretty much in line with what gold does historically after, let's call it, a shock catalyst event. So we've had this, and we've had a lot of those over the last period of time. There's obviously a lot of geopolitical tensions. There's persistent inflation. There's the Fed that just won't cut interest rates. All these things are kind of drawing people into the sense that there's elevated risk in the market. What's interesting also is that, you know, obviously some of the tech stocks are absolutely charging and obviously outperforming gold in a big way. However, you have a U.S. market that's trading higher and higher and higher on an ever-decreasing amount of shares leading the pack, right? So you've got these mega-cap corporations that are leading the market higher, mostly tech-based companies, and the rest of the market and economy in the U.S. is really actually struggling. So that does ring a few risk bells, and which is why I think is a large part of the reason why we see gold finally breaking through that 2,100 level. I mean, where it is trading right now, if it closes here, okay, I mean, I guess we can debate when the close is for gold, probably when the U.S. session ends this evening. But if the gold price remains unchanged from here until the close, it's an all-time record high closing price for gold, right? I think if we were to set some targets to it, the short-term price target is around $2,260 of fine ounce. If we were to zoom out a little bit and sort of think of it from a longer term perspective, and we think in weekly terms or even monthly terms, I think the medium term price target for gold is around $2,500. That is based purely on the channel that gold has been trading in since 2018, that has been sort of in an upward trend. Well, it's been an upward trend forever, I suppose. But since 2018, it's formed a nice little channel. And at the top end of that channel is around 2,500. So I think it's quite likely that we see that $2,500 price level before the end of the year. Now, that's 9 months from now, right? It's a very long time to go. But I think that is a very likely outcome at this stage. And I think that's obviously going to play big into our market, particularly gold stocks, right? I think the gold stocks are really, I mean, we've seen some big moves coming from the likes of Anglos and DRD and all that type of stuff. But I do think that there is plenty more upside to be had. Anglo Gold now at, what, 422 Rand. The last time the gold price was sort of near the highs, Anglo's was around 520 Rand. Mm. Now gold price is higher than it's ever been before, and we're at 420 Rand. So there's about a 20%, 25% undervaluation there, if you ask me.
Mm. Pietro, before I let you go, are we bullish on platinum counters just yet? I see that we keep having good days, bad days, and still a bit mixed on the on that side. We've had the ESG conversation before. We've had the combustion engine conversation before. Where do we stand on platinum counters at the moment?
The problem is the platinum price, man. Gold making all-time highs, platinum price at 908, and the all-time high for platinum, in my book, is above 2,200. Right? So we are less than 50% down on price, and that's going to continue to be a problem, and that's going to put a handbrake on the platinum stock. So until we see a very clear trend out of the platinum price, and you know, I will admit that I've been caught with my pants down by the platinum price a number of times, because you think, you know, there's the battery debate, there's the combustion engine debate, there's all this stuff, and you think, okay, you know, catalytic converters, major, you know, source of demand for platinum price. We've seen during COVID a cease of production, then returned to production. Obviously, during COVID, platinum price dropped all the way to sort of sub $600, and then that. Okay, the world's going back to normal, car production resumes, oh, all the excitement, platinum runs to $1,300 and has just drifted down essentially since then back to 900. So that's been very disappointing. And I think the overall anticipation was that it would do considerably better. And if you look at it from the perspective of, yes, you know, EVs are growing, they're not growing at the pace that platinum is shrinking, if that makes sense, right? Mm. Right? So there does feel to be a bit of a disconnect, but this disconnect is not going away, and I've burnt my fingers enough times trying to bottom pick the platinum stocks. So I will just wait for the trend to change at this point before I start buying the Impalas of the world.
Never try to pick the bottom. We'll leave it at that. Pietri, thanks as always for those insights, and I look forward to doing this a lot more. That's Pietri Riedlinghuis, who is the founder of Herenia Capital, joining me to reflect on some of the market movements throughout the day, as well as sharing some expectations around commodity pricing.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.